Advent feast. And what we do in this celebration is really what we believe is our eternity. Our faith expresses that our belief in the afterlife is really just a complete and utter celebration of this Eucharistic Thanksgiving, where with the angels and saints we proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts." We sing in all eternity, for all eternity. We dine on the choicest wines and richest foods. That's the promise. That's the promise that comes to us in faith. Today I had the opportunity to go down to St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where I met with six men and their wives as they begin the discernment process of vocation to the perpetuity. And in that presentation that I share with them, I speak about the sacraments of initiation, because those sacraments are really the most important sacraments for us in terms of being invited to the feast. Our baptism is the extension of the invitation.
Now, as Catholic Christians, we have the tradition where oftentimes we're baptized as infants, where our families, our parents, our guardians bring us to the church and request of the church the beginning of our salvation in baptism. And our baptism is God's way of pointing out our invitation to this grand and eternal feast. And typically, as Catholic Christians, at some point after the age of reason, we're invited to be confirmed. Our confirmation is our RSVP to that invitation. It is our stamp of approval saying, "Yes, Lord, I accept your invitation, and I want to be included in that feast." And so those two sacraments of baptism and confirmation, they're sacraments that only happen one time, but they're permanent and they're unchangeable. So we can never be unbaptized, nor can we ever be unconfirmed. And so therefore, we can never be uninvited. However, because God loves us so much, he extends to us the freedom of choice. And so this evening, I want to challenge all of us to think about what it is we are responding to this invitation in baptism and our RSVP in confirmation. How are we responding to the invitation to this eternal party? The third sacrament of confirmation or initiation is what we celebrate now, this Eucharist. And it's interesting because the sacrament of Eucharist is something that is a little different than permanent and unchanging. The difference in Eucharist is that something does change. We change ordinary bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. That change can only be made permanent in our consumption of that. Because what happens if we change the body and blood of Christ from ordinary wine and bread and we don't consume it? Eventually it would go stale. It would get moldy. It would turn to vinegar. And so we must participate actively in this sacrament. And we must do it regularly. And we must do it wholeheartedly. Because from that sacrament, it refreshes us. It restores us to grace. It assists us in being resolute in our response to the invitation. And so we must be prepared in this moment to celebrate this moment as if we were participating in the unchanging eternity that God invites us to. So I invite all of us this evening to think about what it is we want to pray for. What is it that gets in the way of our responding to God's invitation with wholeheartedness, with fidelity, with zeal and enthusiasm? It's so easy for the world to get in the way. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about when he is preaching to the leaders of God's people. He's calling them out because of the hypocrisy, the word service, the lip service that they are giving in their so-called ministry. God is not interested in lip service. God is interested in our hearts, and our hearts informing our actions. God desires for us to be moved by this experience, moved closer to him. And in being moved closer to him, we begin to change this broken world. So I encourage you to pray for inspiration. Pray to help God help you to recognize what you need to address in order to be resolute in your response, in order for you to be enthusiastic and to look forward to that time when we will all gather in eternity to celebrate the eternal and unchanging Eucharist.